When Charles Sam New Inn was a kid in Oregon, his mom would occasionally tell stories over dinner. Stories about living in labor camps, of running away as bullets whizzed past her ears, of finding her own sister dead.
Growing up, I thought these experiences were pretty terrible, but then I thought everyone had parents that went through rough times. So it didn't occur to me that what she was going through was really horrific, and it was really life-changing.
Charles' mom and family lived in Cambodia in 1975, when Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge took power. During their brutal four-year rule, the Khmer Rouge killed nearly 2 million Cambodians through execution, starvation, and exhaustion from overwork, including half of Charles' family. But his mother did not tell him about it. Like many younger generation Cambodian Americans, Charles had to piece that part of his family's history together on his own. Charles told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel his own curiosity about Cambodian history and culture began when he visited Cambodia with his mom when he was about 12.
And I got to meet my uncles and my relatives in Cambodia for the first time. We went to her father's village in Cambodia, and I got to go to Angkor Wat in Siem Reap. And I started to ask about what happened here in Cambodia and started talking to my uncles. And then when we came back to the States, I started becoming more curious and asking more and more questions.
What about in school? What did you learn about the Khmer Rouge in school, in history class?
I think the short answer is I didn't learn anything in school about the genocide. Whenever I took a U.S. history or world history class, we would stop at the Vietnam War. It kind of gave me a sense that my history didn't matter. It made me feel like my history didn't matter. It was just ignored. And so I had to seek other avenues to try to learn about my history. And that came from books and documentaries and memoirs that I've read by myself to try to learn about what happened.
How common do you think your experience is, though, among Cambodian Americans your age, that they just don't really know what happened to their parents or grandparents? They don't really know about this part of their history.
Well, I think it's pretty common, especially among the younger generation. I think there's several reasons why this might have happened or this happens. I think one reason is because it's very difficult to talk about. It's a very traumatic experience, and it re-traumatizes them to think about this experience, and they go through a lot of anxiety and pain. I can think of my mom, and she tells me how she always has flashbacks to the genocide. She has panic attacks, and same with my grandma. My uncle would find her when she's sitting alone, just quiet, and then she would sometimes just pass out. I think it was just too painful for them to think about, and once in a while they would bring out a story, but I've never sat down and told us the entire story, because it's just too painful for them. And another reason, I think, is because there's this kind of conflict between the younger generation and older generation. The younger generation tries to assimilate into American society, while the older generation has the traditional values that they expect the younger generation to follow. So there's this kind of conflict between kids and their parents. And sometimes we can't communicate with our elders. For example, my brothers, they can understand Khmer, but they can't speak Khmer. And so they can't ask my grandma these difficult questions and ask what happened. Whereas I know some conversational Khmer, and I can ask some questions once in a while.
Do you want to ask these questions?
I do. Whenever I ask my parents or my grandma, sometimes they tell me, oh, why are you asking me these questions? It's hard to think about. I don't want to think about this. And I just stop. And I just stop asking. But then I get the courage to ask again. And then they tell me a little bit more. And sometimes I just care about them too much that I don't want to hurt them. And I don't want them to think about this horrible experience. And I'm actually still apprehensive about asking my grandma, because she lost so many people close to her that I don't want her to live through this experience again, but I know that it's really important for others to learn about this. I was talking to my mom about the experience the other day, and she was asking me, why why are you asking me this? Like, why do you want to know? And I said, well, it's important to know so that future generations can learn about this experience and not forget.
I'm talking with Charles Nguyen. He's a representative of the Cambodian Cultural Alliance of Washington. And he's telling me the story of how he learned about his mom and grandmother surviving the brutal regime of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. They ran that country from 1975 to 1979. And during that time, they killed nearly 2 million Cambodians. How do you see the legacy of the Khmer Rouge in the lives of the older generation of Cambodian Americans that you know?
There's a lot of mental illness in the community that is not diagnosed. There's a lot of PTSD that's not diagnosed. And this comes from, there's just a stigma against seeking help for mental health issues. My mom recently sought a counselor and psychiatrist. And she went to see a psychiatrist for 12 weeks and was able to be diagnosed with PTSD. And that wasn't until a year ago. So she's been living with this mental illness for a very long time and just hasn't been diagnosed. I think it's sad that there's a stigma in the community, and I hope that there's a movement to have the older generation to open up and try to heal. And I think that starts with telling stories and sharing what happened to them.
For you personally, why do you want to know these stories?
I feel like there's a part of my past, my family's past, that is missing. And I'm trying to connect the dots and trying to figure out what happened to my family. And I still don't know where all my family are in Cambodia. And I'm just trying to preserve whatever history we have so that I can tell my kids, I can tell my grandkids what happened, and so they would know so that this event will never happen again.
I've asked you how you see the legacy of this genocide in your mom's generation, but what about you? How do you think the legacy of that event touches you?
As I learn more and more stories about my family, I feel more of a motivation to try to preserve our culture. I was really proud of my culture when I went to Cambodia and going to Angkor Wat and seeing the cultural shows and seeing the beautiful temples and costumes and dances that survived the genocide. The Khmer Rouge tried to eliminate the entire culture from society. And I think it's amazing that Cambodians have preserved this culture to this day. And I think that's a testament to the resilience of the Cambodian people.
Charles Sam Nguyen is part of the Cambodian Cultural Alliance of Western Washington. The Khmer Rouge took control of the city of Phnom Penh 40 years ago today, April 17, 1975. Nearly 2 million Cambodians died during the Khmer Rouge regime.